Sometimes in a retreat like this, people realize how much they've limited themselves by certain identities, ways of defining and judging ourselves, playing the game of presenting ourselves in a particular way, and that activity, it's called selfing, tends to get quieter and less interesting. Sometimes it can feel quite wonderful to feel like complete, like an open window, and the breeze just freely just passes right through. There can feel like there's a vast emptiness instead of a solid armor, solid defense. So someone might ask, who am I? Who am I? And as we are coming to the end of this retreat, I have an answer for you to that question. You are a profundity. You are a vast, you are a profound vastness. You go into yourself and there's no bottom in this wonderful, rich profundity that you are. Look outward at your edges, and there are no edges. You're a vastness, profound vastness, a vast profundity. That's who you are. And I say that with a lot of respect, that you are so profound means that you're important, there's treasures inside of you, there's a great value in what's profound. We don't have to define what it is. You don't have to even know what it is. But you are, as a human being, you are amazingly profound. And you're vast. Some people come out of deep practice and they feel like, I'm everything. That's probably a little bit too much. But vast. And I say these words this evening because after this week of being together and meeting with all of you, I feel so much respect for you. A kind of a reverence and appreciation. I see you as, seeing you as a profundity. It's to see that you're of amazing value. You're of amazing importance, each of you. You are not an accident in this world. You are not incidental. You're not an afterthought of the globe, our solar system. You are important. You're valuable and worthy and worthy of love, worthy of being loved, being respected and appreciated. But if you look inside for what I'm talking about, don't find much, please. Find profundity, bottomless, endless vastness. That probably is more accurate for who you are than anything you ever did or will do or said or any circumstance or conditions or situation that you would often define yourself by. Your profundity and your vastness includes all of who you are and much more. May you sleep tonight in your profundity. May you sleep tonight in your vastness. And we're so lucky that in the morning you will grace us. You'll bring to us, whether you know it or not, your wonderfulness. Thank you, and may you sleep well.